Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. It's a Wednesday edition of The Conversation. Holy cow, welcome. I want to get into so much. The mysterious Biden family member who exists who received a cut of the family's business activities linked to the Chinese Communist Party. Yeah, my money is that nothing's going to happen to the family unless there's a 0.00001% chance that they might use them as like, hey, we're getting rid of the bad apple draining the swamp, which I don't ever see happening. I mean, look at that Silicon Bank. You know, three banks have gone under. Look at that Silicon Bank. Yeah, some of the people on the board were massive donors and of Obama's and Clinton's. Government banks coming. Actor Rainn Wilson has blasted Hollywood's anti-Christian bias over a Christian character in HBO who turned out to be a cannibal and a rapist. Oh yeah, they'll have a Christian character on there, but then he'll do all this anti-stuff. You know, we take a knee for Christ. I stand for the flag. And kneel for the cross. But I guess Drew Barrymore did it for some transgender whatever. I don't understand. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell as much as 500 points or 1.7% in early trading because of all this fear of the banks failing. Don't worry. The government's going to bail you out 100%. Yeah, better put your money in gold and silver. I'll get into that. The Associated Press appears to defend San Francisco's proposal to grant $5 million from replications for long-term black residents. Yeah. My thoughts on that. The left-wing LGBTQ activists at the UC Davis were arrested for vandalizing property because they had Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk speaking, and of course, you know, the tolerant, unfascist left were out going into that, and I want to get into Bible reading and stats and everything, so don't forget this.
Hi, I'm Lucy Grimble. I'm a singer-songwriter and worship leader based in London in the UK. And the verse of today is Isaiah 55, 6 and 7, which says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." And as is a common theme with the Old Testament prophets, there is a call here to return to the Lord. And these verses are right at the heart of a beautiful chapter, which I really encourage you to read in full, and which lays out the basis for our salvation, that it is a gift that is freely given by God and not earned by us. So we have the free gift of salvation and connection with God, but we also have the challenge of living in a world where there is a constant pull to build up our treasure outside of the kingdom of God and to seek our identity, our value, our pleasure in things that don't truly satisfy. And that is why we need this reminder to return to the Lord. In verse 6, the writer says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." And these verses were written thousands of years ago, but the "while" that the writer is prophetically talking to is today, as in seek the Lord today. And the beautiful thing is, what happens when we return to the Lord, even for the wicked and the unrighteous man? Well, verse 7 holds the key. In the Amplified translation, it says that the Lord will have love, pity, and mercy on him, for he will multiply to him his abundant pardon. The problem is never that we return to the Lord and find that he rejects us or he's angry with us. Verse 7 is clear. He has love and compassion for us. The problem instead is that we so often fail to turn to the Lord. So today, while he may be found, I encourage you to bring your needs to God, to call out to him, to turn to him and find that he has love and compassion for you.
That's right. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. There's more to it, but that's the gist of it. You know, think about that. It's going through your day to day, and you know, there's all these people that it's like, oh, you're a, I like DC talk. What will people think if they knew that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find out it's true? I don't really care if they label me a Jesus freak. There ain't no disguising the truth. You know, there's always like these religious nuts. I have people. So a disciple was a religious nut because he gave up everything and followed Christ. I mean, seriously, I don't understand this. You know, I believe in Jesus Christ. I don't care. Call me whatever you want to call me. Reading the Bible. Once a week. Yep, open up your Bibles. Let's go to Isaiah 55:67. Okay, that's one day a week. You know, maybe church, whatever. 2 days a week, nothing. Those 2 days, you really don't have anything happen. You know, third day, you have a little bit of spike. Just like a heartbeat, just a little bit, not much. Day four, it skyrockets. If you read the Bible four times, at least 30% drop in loneliness, 32% drop in anger issues, 40% drop in bitterness, 57% less alcoholism, 60% get rid of the spiritual stagnation, 61% drop in porn. The sharing of the faith goes up 200% because you get into the Word, 230% in discipling. They weren't trying to find that. That was out of, what was it? Oh, 40,000 people age 8 to 80. Now, I'm having a problem right now reading the Bible, and it's not a problem. It's just Testament, and it's the burnt offerings, and, you know, when you take, I have a problem, okay, what's the firstborn calf of the ram, and the lamb's blood, and this blood, and, you know, and it has to all be eaten by the next day, and you have to be pure. And you know, that's hard for me to get into, you know. It's like the New Testament's a little bit easier, you know, but still, I'm in, where am I? Yeah, I'm in Leviticus, and it's just all the burnt offerings, and when you do the burnt offering with the lamb or the firstborn calf, and you know, when do you ceremonially eat all the meat, when do you don't, you know, all the different rules and stuff. But it's just, you know, I'm getting through it, but it's like, you know, it's like every once in a while I'll stop and I'll go into a New Testament thing because then I get revived because, you know, I'm going to the New Testament, not that the Old Testament's bad, but it's good. It's a lot of fun, you know. I know I put my faith in, you know, I put my faith in Jesus Christ. I don't put my faith in Obama or Trump or anybody. I put my faith in Jesus Christ. That's what I do, you know. I don't put my faith in Anthony Robbins or anybody. I put my faith in Jesus, you know. There's only, there are a lot of these prosperity preachers. There's not multiple ways to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me, no one. There ain't no other way. I mean, if you watch that movie, Jesus Revolution, you know, as someone that, like, hey, you try to find your way in life. You try to find your way through anything you can think of. And you come to find out that Jesus is the only way. There is no happiness in anything else. You know, everything else perishes, you know. And so many people that got saved in that movie in real life, they were trying to find their faith, hope, and love and everything but Jesus. And they failed. And, you know, it's like, well, only if we, you know, only if we have Trump back in the White House, only if we have this, only if we have Jesus Christ back and put him at the forefront, you know. He's the real change. I mean, like my pastor's dad would go to South Chicago with a Bible. He would go to Eastland, he'd go to Detroit, Eastland, he'd go anywhere. He'd just have a Bible. And he'd preach. He wouldn't care. Because he knows where his faith, and that guy has faith. That guy, like, I'm out of gas, but okay, I don't have money. I'm just going to tape over the gas, low fuel, and I'm giving it to God, and he's gotten there. The stories I've heard from that man, he's amazing. I'm going to go have lunch with him. I've met him before, but I just love to go out and just have lunch with him and because there are people that we know that, like, get pastor's dad, like, pastor will pray for you, but no, I need to have pastor's dad to pray for me. You know, and it's like the woman who is bleeding in the Bible. Where's your faith? I just got to touch a piece of Jesus's cloth and I'll be, you know, where does your faith lie, you know? If I believe my wife can pray for me and heal me, I believe that. If I believe I need pastor's dad, where does your faith lie? You know? Do you need to be at a big revival? Where does your faith lie? You know, when you look at the Jesus Revolution movie and how well it's done, and you see these, like, after the movie where people are praying for each other, you know, it's like, wow, you know. Spontaneous is what this country needs. Hey, guess what? You know, that's what I want to have, is like a revival. Not just like, okay, on this day we're going to, you know, and I like that, like what happened in Lee College, what happened in Asbury and stuff like that, is break down the barriers of church. Because we all have this, well, you know, the one saved, always saved. Well, yeah, that's because there's a scripture in the New International Version that when you take away that little piece of it, it looks like it says one saved, always saved. But if you actually, because my pastor one time had Latter-day Saints there at his church, at a revival went to, and he's met him in person. They come in his house and goes, here, let me show you my version of your Bible. And see, this is why you think you're correct, because this is what your Bible says. This is what's omitted from your Bible. This is what the whole scripture is. This is why it says X, Y, and this is what you're missing. That's why you can, well, I mean, even Trey Parker, Matthew Stone one time said, yeah, we got some friends that are Mormon, and you know what? We have a weird and kind of crazy life, but we have, you know, we believe some weird things, but we have a great life, and we have Joseph Smith to thank for it. I'm like, and then when I heard that, I'm like, wait a minute, Joseph Smith, not Jesus? And they'll probably go, well, actually, Joseph Smith talked to Jesus. See, because when Joseph, when God came down and talked to him, it was translated into English. See, he spoke it in English, so there's no translating from Hebrew or Greek or Aramaic. The family business. Biden probe expands to a mystery family member that got lots of money. Folks, I put my faith in Jesus, not in the faith of this government that's going to not do anything. I'd put, if they have like red or black, I'd put my money on something happening or not happening. I'd put my money on nothing happening. I don't see anything happening. Do I hope, like on January 6th, with all this video coming out, that these people get some sort of reparations and their lives have been destroyed for people just walking around their house in D.C. I don't know. I don't see anything coming of it. Do I see anything happen? The 0.00001% chance that the Biden family, if they kind of try to clean house, like, hey, we're draining this, we're getting rid of the bad apples. You know, where they're going to throw Biden under the bus to make it look like they're trying to clean house and clean up D.C. The 20th of a percent chance that happens, that's the only way I'd see it. Other than that, I don't see them doing anything to Biden. This is just more, hey, we're Republicans and we're Republicans and we're going to go after. No, they're not. I mean, think about this. Joe Biden is supposed to be, they all swear an oath to defend the Constitution. How can you defend the Constitution but go after the Second Amendment? You can't. Joe Biden has supposedly done an executive order to try to do almost like a universal background check to make it hard to get guns. Well, what they want to do is they want to try to get some sort of, they tried to get gun controls and have us have to abide, have a U.S. citizen have to abide by like the UN and all this stuff. What they want to try to do is, they want to try to make it, oh yeah, it's universal background check, and then they'll make up anything to where you can't have a gun. They'll make up anything. It'll be sort of like the COVID passport. It'll just become a passport, and if it's green, you can go and travel and do, but if it's not, you can't. Okay? And that's what's going to happen. They'll make up anything they have to ensure it's right. You can't go anywhere. You can't work. It's going to be like the old days with the coal mines, where they control everything about you. And if you're going to get ahead, oh, this is only 30% coal. Or they will increase the price of the lamp fuel or whatever, because they knew exactly how much you had, and they could manipulate so you can never get ahead. So like Tyson chickens. You know, buy the chickens from Tyson, you raise them, and then you sell them to them. Oh, they're starting to get ahead. Yep, you're going to have this $80,000 vent system. Can I raise chickens without the vent system? It's not going to matter. Nope. Well, yeah, you can. But if you want to stay under your contract with Tyson, you have to put this in. Well, we don't have money, so then you take out a loan. And they manipulate. They control what you get so that you can never get ahead. It's not like you can buy chickens from wherever, raise them, and then if they meet standards, Tyson will take them. No, you buy the chickens and everything from. How are they not going to manipulate you? Unless you just have a bunch of chicken growers and we're not going to grow chicken. Good luck. No, there are still people that say that all these banks going under and everything, it's all Trump's fault. The Washington Post has already come out saying that there's nothing that caused these train derailments has anything to do with deregulation or anything. Pardon me. There's nothing. Nothing about these train derailments have anything to do with defunding anything. Anything goes wrong, I mean, you could have a plane crash. That's because of Trump. Trump defunded the airports, and because he deregulated the airports, this happened. It was pilot error. No, it wasn't. I know it wasn't. I'm surprised they haven't blamed that the Afghan, you know, the withdrawal of the troops. I'm surprised somehow. How is that not Trump's fault? Somehow it has to be Trump's fault, because they can't blame, you know, if the gas price is bad under Trump, it's his fault. But if it's bad under Biden, it's Trump's fault. I mean, but then the people that believe that stuff are the people that don't know anything. The people that believe that all this defunding of, not defunding, but deregulation and stuff, these banks, also, that's all Trump's fault. That's why the banks went under. Biden and Obama, when Obama ran for president, people on the board of that Silicon Valley Bank, people have been on that board, a lot of them were big donors to the Biden-Obama campaign, the Obama and Biden campaign, and Clinton, they were huge Obama and Clinton donors, big-time donors, they were very leftist. Oh, but don't worry, they're just going to be bailed out completely. You know, people like Kevin O'Leary can take a loss. You know, you say, hey, you're guaranteed up to $250,000. There you go. Don't worry, folks. The Dow drops 500 points as three banks go under. That's right, folks. The Silicon Valley Bank, the Silvergate, and the Signature Bank in New York. They went under. They went under, folks. Remember, paper money was just a IOU, a promissory note to pay you real gold or silver. This country started to go down the toilet when they got rid of gold and silver and made fiat currency. Because there have been times where you can buy a gallon of gas for a 64 or older quarter, and you could have bought a gallon of gas back then for a quarter. Because the content of the silver in the coin, the 90% silver, was valuable enough in that coin that that was a $3 quarter, a $3.50 quarter. In value, because of the silver in it, and that $3.50 in silver could buy you a gallon of gas now, and that 25 cents could have bought you a gallon of gas back then. And that's where we're at in this world. Don't worry, folks. We need to make it. Remember how, like, technology is supposed to make our lives better and more simpler? Don't worry. They say the same thing about the digital currency. Let's go with the digital currency. Okay, well, that's the number one question I ask. How can I take money out of that? How can I have physical money out of that digital currency? How can I take money out of that account for a rainy day? How can I have money to buy things I need that are not in a digital account? I don't mind having something. If you want to have some digital currency, okay. I always want to have physical gold or silver or some sort of currency that I can have. Don't matter, because I'll just devalue it until it's worthless. See, the dollar is only as valuable as the counterfeitability of it. Seriously. It's all that it is. The harder it is to counterfeit, the more valuable it is. That's the truth. But, folks, don't worry, folks. We just need to get those inflation relief checks. That will solve everything. Don't worry, folks. We need to have I'm oppressed replication checks. That's right, folks. I am my replication offended checks, because I've been offended. See, Associated Press is a news organization. They should state the facts, not they actually basically The Associated Press appears to defend San Francisco's proposal to grant $5 million in reparations to each long-term resident of the city on Wednesday. And I'm owed billions. You know, it's funny how these Black Lives Matter people that rant and cheer and all this stuff about reparations and all this stuff, oh, it's white privilege, it's white privilege, it's white privilege. I'm like, well, what about Asian privilege? And then they don't, okay, you want to talk about well-to-do and more better off and more financially stable and more educated and more well-to-do. If you want to talk about privilege, Asian people are well more successful, way more than white people. So where's the, if you're going to say that I have, you know, and it's like, what can I do? What legally can I do that a black person can't do? What can I do as a man that a woman legally can't do? What legally can I do that a woman can't do? What can I do as a white person that a black person can't do? But you have a news organization. They should be telling you, okay, San Francisco wants to give $5 million in reparations to long-term black people. Because apparently they should be owed money for something that they were never a part of. First of all, California was a free state. They never had slavery, never had anything like that. They had a person that was a Black Panther and all this stuff, found out later she was a descendant of Mayflower people. She comes from Mayflower people, not from slavery. It's ridiculous. And then what was it? The Silicon Valley Bank donated $73 million to Black Lives Matter. How have those communities been bettered because of Black Lives Matter? How have they changed? No, they just got you brainwashed to think that they care about you. They don't care about you. They had a person on CNN that said that, well, if a white guy was to kill a black person, or a cop was to kill a black person, like a cop, whatever, if it was a white cop, it would be all over the news. If it's a black cop, they'd still be like abuse of power. Even if the cop got shot, they would still say it's abuse of power. How dare you? Oh, but if it's, but like when you talk about black on black crime, where is it? Well, yeah, if a black person kills a black person, where's Black Lives Matter? We're not that organization. We're not about that. Oh, you're not? But San Francisco is on board with giving $5 million in reparations out to people that were never slaves, had nothing to do with it, and it's coming from, and their tax, where do you think that money's coming from? Their tax dollars are paying for it. The government's paying for it, yeah. You are the government. You fund the government with your tax dollars. So if they take money out from the government to pay for reparations for something that you had nothing to do with, from people that I had nothing to do with, was never involved in. Guess what, folks? None of us had anything to do with it. Why are you owed reparations? But that's the problem. It's like when there's like a bad cop and something goes wrong and you have black people go in and trash their communities and trash their businesses. Like that viral, that went, the video that went viral where that guy goes, wait a minute here, he goes, wait a minute, folks. This is my business, this is my thing. What are you doing trashing my place? It's like they thrive on this victimism, like, oh, I can never accomplish anything. It's like an excuse. Because I'm black, I can't ever accomplish anything, so I need to have it just handed to me. It wasn't handed to Michael Jackson. It wasn't handed to Michael Jordan. He had to get into that court every day and practice. Did he whine and piss and moan because he didn't make the first team? No. He got in the basketball court every morning and every day after school and practiced and practiced and practiced till he became one of the best. He didn't say he's the GOAT. He didn't say he's the greatest of all time. Got about 28 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are. But, you know, it's sad that they keep pushing this crap, especially a state that's bankrupt beyond belief. But they don't care like those people. We're getting the money. We're getting the money. Where are you getting it from? Obama. Well, where's he getting the money? I don't know, but we're getting the money. I mean, I've been around a lot in the industry that I'm in that if people are trying to sell you stuff. Yeah, my buddy, we had a guy that at work. This one guy was, I got like an Xbox. Yeah, oh, I've got like a PlayStation 2 or whatever. I forget what they were back then, what version they were on. Oh, I've got a, remember they had the iPods that like you could, they're like an iPhone that just, you could hold music and listen to music and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, and he had all these things. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take this, but I want the receipt. Well, I don't have the receipt. I don't save it. I'm like, well, I have to have the receipt. And later you find out that all the stuff he had was stolen. Somebody had their place broken into, and like 2 days later, this guy's like, well, I've got this. And we can't, this guy goes, I had a sinkling suspicion that, hey, this is exactly what you're missing. And I mean, it was to the point like where I guess he was leaving work, robbing these apartments and then coming back and trying to finish up. And I guess one time there was, by the back door, there was a bunch of steaks left out. And we came in the morning, what are all these steaks sitting out here for? And I guess, and like at most places, badges are security badges. So when you take your badge and you swipe to get into the building, guess what happens? It catalogs Robin going into the building and me going, or Melissa or me or whoever going into the building. And they're like, oh, we didn't come in here. I said, let me tell you something, buddy. Yeah. And they go, these things register you. So they were trying to use their badge to get in at all hours of the night and they couldn't. Because I guess he tried to get back, because one time he left and thought he, and I guess by the time he tried to get back into the building, it wouldn't let him back in because he had no reason to be there at that time of the night, so he couldn't finish up his work. Yeah. You know. But it's like these people, they don't care where the money's coming from, they just want it. Oh, I want all these replications. It's like they want $30 an hour job at a $10 work ethic, but then they want the dollar hamburger, but they want the $30 an hour with the $10 work ethic. Okay. But it's with this world we live in, because with all the, because I have Jewish in me, and because of the Holocaust and the persecution of Jews for thousands of years, where's my millions? I'm owed billions. You know, it's sad that you have to talk about this stuff, but these people, they still keep, I mean, Biden has come out recently and said that he's going to do an executive order on, he's written an executive order, which is going to get shot down, for universal background checks. First of all, the government is to protect and defend the Constitution, not destroy it. Because if he could legally do that, then you would have a president from day one say, I'm doing an executive order banning guns. Ain't going to happen. I know so many people with crap loads of guns that are never going to turn them over, never hand them over, nothing. That's the problem we live in, folks. Some universal background checks, like these banks. I think this is, well, they want to collapse the banking system and bring in digital currency. You know, it's all these kids that never lived it but want to have, socialism's great. Yeah, talk to all the people that lived in Russia. that had nothing. Talk about the people in Cuba that have nothing. Oh, Cuba's so great. Yeah. Okay. Make $15 a month. You want to get a can of red peppers? Yeah, beautiful can of roasted red peppers is $7.50. You're going to spend over pretty much half of your income on a can of red peppers that you make an entire month? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have freezers just full of hot dogs. That's what most people eat, just not my hot dogs, because we don't have anything else. Oh, but don't worry. Communism's great. We're not fascists. Oh, we're going to tear down all your signs, and we're going to picket you and protest you and go after you for speaking your mind about how capitalism is great. But you're the fascists. Left-wing activists smash windows and are arrested at UC Davis during a Charlie Kirk event. Because how dare someone who has a different viewpoint who, you know, it's funny. If you should want him there. If you support freedom in any form, why don't you want someone with a different viewpoint to be able to speak? What are you afraid of? If he can't prove what he and I and the people on the conservative, constitutional, capitalist right believe, then you have nothing to worry about. Try to debate him. You can't. You can't tell me that North Korea is better off because of a Juche ideology where one of their founding fathers, Kim Il-sung, controls everything. Where if, okay, on this day, everyone is required to go and put flowers down and you have to bow down to the dear leader. And if you can take a breath, thank the dear leader. If you're able to do anything, thank the dear leader. If you're whatever career they tell you you're going to do, thank the dear leader. It's funny how these people that hate capitalism have an iPhone and Starbucks and or they have like a laptop and stuff. Yeah, that laptop and that Apple and all that stuff and that PC or that Starbucks or whatever, that phone you have, all those clothes you have. Yeah, it's all because of capitalism. Yeah, if it wasn't for capitalism, you wouldn't have that stuff. If you had a computer, it'd be a government-made computer. It would only allow you to do what they allowed you to do. You'd get on an internet that probably have only government-controlled websites that produce government propaganda. That's going to be the downfall of a place like North Korea. If people can come from other countries and they get stuff brought in that shows how pressed they are in terms of how little they have compared to other nations, compared to, wow, another countries you can drive around in a car, you can go freely, you can go to other, nope, you can't leave North Korea. And if you leave North Korea, it's probably because you're part of an elitist party and you have, and there's very strict things and they make sure that you ain't never coming back. No, they make sure you are coming back. They do everything, and if you were to try to escape and not try to come back to North Korea, good luck on that one, because your kids would probably be killed, because they have a generational thing, where if I was to do something wrong, my sisters, brothers, moms, dads, everyone in my family would be punished. You know, if Charlie Kirk is so evil and so bad, you couldn't debate him on the stage and prove him wrong? It's like these people who think that, okay, if I all of a sudden identify as a woman, then I'm a woman, period. And if I have prostate cancer, yes, I'm a woman that has prostate cancer. No, you're a biological male who's messed in the head who thinks he's a woman. who has prostate cancer. Just because you think you're an elephant doesn't make you an elephant. You're still a human being. 200 years from now, they're not going to dig up somebody and say, oh, that's an elephant. No. They don't know what, I don't know what these Egyptians thought they were, but they were, but you can look them up and they're a biological human, male or female. But don't worry, folks. We're the fascist, intolerant, right-wing Nazis, but the left is the one that's destroying and vandalizing property. When someone comes to their university or to their college or to their town that they don't agree with, we're not the one trashing. We're not the one destroying. And then when these kids get in one of the conferences with them and they ask them a question because they believe what they're told by their socialist communist professors, and when he's able to debunk them, especially when you have some of the black people that come with them, and they'll have, oh, there's what, and they have like white people talk about white privilege, and they're like, oh, what about Asian privilege? What do you mean? Well, they're more well-to-do, they have more, they can't argue. It's sad that we have to harp on this, but it's just sad that the left cannot accept another viewpoint. Sort of like Scientology. You couldn't sit there and go to a Scientologist and say, hey, this is what I believe. No, they don't want you to have any chance of having some other type of viewpoint that might get you away. That's why at the Latter-day Saints, there's a lady that said back in the children's church, you know, real, real young kids, they got rid of any type of fun things and they only put up church doctrine, because the more you only know church doctrine of Joseph Smith, the less likely you are to leave the Church of Latter-day Saints. Instead of saying, hey, let's have people know, because we want you to believe, and I want you to believe in Jesus Christ. I'm not a control, we're not like, okay, we don't ever want you to leave the ladder. We don't want you to leave. No, if God tells you to do this, juice, yeah. We don't try to control people. But then when you have, you know, I stand for the cross. Nope, I kneel to the cross and I stand for the flag. But you have Drew Barrymore mocked for kneeling before transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney. I'm doing trans activism through comedy. You know, me and my wife, we kneel for Jesus and we stand for the flag. We kneel for the cross. That's all who we kneel for. It's just, and people don't want to see this. People are done with it. That's why these woke things are going bye-bye. Sayonara, Sodom. People don't want to see it. People want to see Jesus Revolution. People want to see that type of movie. People want to, like I said before, take church. That's what people want. Take the pure flicks and put it in the movie theater, or a lot of those movies that I don't think ever made it, and they'd be amazing. Take that Brother White movie. That's hilarious. But it's just one of those things. You know? But it's nice to see people coming up and standing up for faith and standing up for the Bible and stuff, just like I was talking about earlier about the reading of the Bible. About there's like a heartbeat about day three of reading. 4 times a week or more, it goes up. 30% loneliness, 32% drop in anger issues, and 40% in bitterness, and 57% of alcohol, 60% of stagnation and spiritualness goes away. 61% of porn goes away. And when you read at least 4 times a week, sharing the faith goes up 200%. Discipling goes up 230%.
Are the ribs almost done?
Yeah.
Should I turn them on?
Hmm?
Should I turn them? stuff. Yeah, turn them off.
I just got the barbecue sauce. And they're done.
Answer my question. Yes or no? Huh? Should I turn the oven on, off, yes or no?
No. Yeah, my wife's talking to me. But, yeah, she's just amazing. But when you look at the statistics, and they weren't trying to find that. They weren't, when they did those 40,000 people from 8 to 80, they weren't trying to find that out. That just came out. It's just amazing how things come out. I mean, I'm going to get into this. A COVID testing company fakes tests, threw out samples, and tossed them in the garbage, taking $83 million in government funding, says the DOJ, because I guess they would get reimbursed for COVID testing when people would pay for it. So they would get like... Yeah, well, like, okay, if I pay for it, then I pay for it. But if you get, you know, like, if there were, like, reimbursements and stuff, they would go after and get reimbursements for things. They'd get reimbursements for COVID tests and stuff when it was paid for. So they would get paid for it from me, because I paid, and then they would get a government reimbursement. Half the tests weren't done, So it makes you wonder if you had a test done by this company. It just makes me sick. It was a laboratory company. The owner of a Chicago, Illinois company accused of cheating the United States government out of money through fraudulent COVID-19 testing scheme. This is ABC that reports that Shalahan Alavi, a 44-year-old owner of a company, Laboratory Elites, fraudulently planned to seek reimbursement for providing PCR tests and 15-minute rapid antigen tests after lying about the results. And he would get, they would do fake tests, or they would have tests that they got covered for, and then they would get reimbursement for the tests that were paid for. It's ridiculous. I thought they wouldn't get away with it, but that just makes you wonder, back in the day, like, if you had a COVID test, did you really have it? I mean, could you have just been not feeling good and say you got COVID just so that they could spike the numbers up? Makes you wonder. It's just crazy the world we live in, folks, because we stand up for what we believe in and what you know, and how dare you? We have a government narrative, and your thing goes against the government narrative, so you can't believe that. And, you know, but if you don't know any better, don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. It's okay. The government that's supposed to defend our constitutional rights are trying to go after us. But we've already had guarantees of the Second Amendment, so they're trying to slowly nictuate them. Like, how many people are going to really hand over their guns? Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The government's going to fix everything. No, people run to the government for the solution when they're the problem. Don't worry, folks. We're going to take more of the money you earn to try to fix a problem that we're not going to fix in the first place. If America was a boat, it would have sunk already, and you'd have wondered what... wait a minute. I paid all this money to have the boat fixed. If America was a cruise ship that you were on, it would have sunk with you in it, and you'd have been like, wait a minute here. Like I said before, a long time on the program, you have a boat sinking with 50 gallons of water coming in. You have two parties. One says they're going to take out 1 gallon of water. One says they're going to take out 5 gallons of water. Still, even if you take out 5 gallons of water, you're still having 45 gallons come into the boat. We'll compromise with 2 gallons and 2.5 gallons of water. Yeah, we'll compromise. Well, you're still going to have a crap load of more water coming in than going out, so the boat's going to sink. And that's what happens. You have two different sides of the argument fighting left and right forever and a day, and nothing changes. Well, what he's proposing is still not going to keep the boat from sinking, but don't worry, folks. They want all this divisiveness and fighting and infighting so that just remember, folks, the 25 cent 64 or older with 90% silver can buy you a gallon of gas then and now. Because back then, you could get a gallon of gas for 25 cents in many cases. Now, the price of silver makes that quarter worth enough to where you can get a gallon of gas. Just think about it. Make sure you got food and water, because you ain't got no way to pay for anything. But I want to thank you all for tuning in to the conversation. Really hope you feel a part of it. Really hope you do. Thank you so much, wherever you are listening around the world. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for your Second Amendment rights. Because if you know anything about history, and then I'm getting tired of YouTube, because every once in a while I had this, my son was killed because a man came into the school with an AR-15 and shot up the school. And what would have stopped him from killing kids? That they banned cocaine, because, wait a minute, it's still an epidemic in this country. Yeah, methamphetamine, heroin, PCP, yeah, they're all banned and all illegal, but guess what? They're still here, still in record numbers. Why don't we make it unappealing and unattractive? Why don't we have it, hey, we'll go to the government clinic, it's free. I wonder what would happen if you made alcohol free and legal. That's free. Drink all you want. Drink it up. I wonder what would happen. Because there was a country where they did that, where they made heroin free and legal. All you have to do is go to the free clinic. And, I mean, who's going to sit there and go to the free clinic to get heroin for the first... And you can't sell it because, well, I mean, who's going to buy it if you can go to this clinic and government clinic and get it for free? And usage is dropping. But it makes you wonder, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Think about stuff like that. Think about stuff like that. Show me. They've already done it. If you know anything about history, they've already put a ban on AR-15s and stuff, and it's... Yeah, the AK-47 and the AR, the AK and the AK-47 and the AR, those are initials for, I can't pronounce the names of the people who invented them. So, yeah. Stand up what you believe in while you still can. Yeah, people fighting to get rid of one ideology. You want to have opposing viewpoints. Because if you can censor me, wait till they censor you. We're not trying to censor you. You're trying to censor me. Remember, we're not the fascists. I want you to have the right to speak your mind. You may not agree with it. But remember, folks, remember this. Use your brain while you still can. Go to church while you still can. Do while you still can. Oh, they're not going to, because there are people like when they shared the article and left comments on the article about the post office worker who they can't go to church. Oh, I don't think that's true. He wanted to have Sundays off to go to church and they wouldn't let him. So, it's one of those things. You know, it's like some of these articles that look at the title and read what it said. Read the whole article 9 times. What the article says is not what it is. So, don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. Do your due diligence. Read the articles, like the one where the guy can't have an American flag in his yard. Well, read the whole article. They don't allow any flags at all. The article reads like, he can't have an American flag. If you wanted to have just a white flag, you couldn't have it. Couldn't have any flag. Well, remember, folks. Stand up for your rights. That's the problem. These kids don't know any rights. They want to take away my right, but they think they're going to be able to keep their rights by taking away my right. The Second Amendment is to guarantee that I'm not controlled by anybody or anyone. How is someone who doesn't believe in guns going to be protected by someone who's robbing them with a gun? Think about that one. Remember, folks, with the firm reliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday night, and God bless you all. And goodbye.